I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He could school you in everything from gowns and sweaters, and tonight she learned, you don't touch the effing Morgan ladders. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bethany Frankel and Brandon Maxwell now. Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on the heels of a New York Housewives episode that, if nothing else, has really shined a light on the swordfish taxidermy community. My first guest is a proud survivor of another trip to the Berkshires. Please welcome Real Housewife of New York City, Bethany Frankel. Looking like a million bucks. And he is an award-winning designer and the newest judge on Project Runway. Say hi to Brandon Maxwell. Bethany is wearing Brandon Maxwell tonight.
That's right.
Oh my God, it has a bee.
The two bees.
Oh my God, I love it.
The bee is back.
All right, over at the bar, here to confirm if he did, as Bethany requested, keep his balls away from her soup. It's the bare naked chef, Adrian DeBaradenas. Hey, Adrian. Adrian. Did you keep your balls away from her soup?
I did my best.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Beef I promise cheeks. You there was no hair.
Beef cheeks. Brandon, you once tweeted, this is how devoted you are to Bethany. Aww. You once tweeted years ago that Bethany Ever After made you cry 3 times in a single episode. That is true.
That is so sweet.
It might have made you cry for different reasons.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But that's true. You are devoted to this woman.
Yes, I love like a female entrepreneur, like doing the damn thing. You know what I mean?
There you go. Well, tonight on the show, I mean, there's so much to discuss. I don't know what it is about the Berkshires, but Ramona and Dorinda were literally talking behind Barbara's back, literally, and it inspired tonight's Shady Boot moment of the night.
What are those boots?
At least there's no wrap dress.
Okay, no wrap dress is fine, but those boots gotta go. And what was she showing with her belly button? What's that all about? Even my daughter doesn't do that. Someone needs a makeover.
All right.
I didn't know Sonya got hit too. She got swiped too.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV because their clothing critiques inspired our first poll of the night, which is which New York lady has the best fashion? Barbara, Bethany, Dorinda, Luann, Ramona, Sonia, or Tinsley. Brandon, I'm assuming you're going to go with Bethany.
That is right.
Next to you.
Yes, I am.
What do you think of Barbara's fashion, by the way, since they're being so hard on it?
I love it. I feel that it's very a place that I've been before. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Bethany won this one by a landslide. Very good. Congratulations. I'm just trying to see who was number two. I can't tell. Tinsley. Bethany, it may have been the booze talking, but tonight Sonia was very into you and not letting any other bees get in the way. Take a look.
This is amazing. No, I'm just so comfortable.
You're trying to f*** my girlfriend stop.
What?
Because it's not happening.
Whoever tried to get with Bethany, I said, back off, bitch. And Bethany said, don't worry, you're sleeping with me. I'm not sleeping with Barbara tonight. I said, okay, good.
Good.
Just sleeping. Just,
yeah.
No sex. I'm not gay.
Right.
I might go to Bethany's or Louise's back.
You come near her room tonight, I'm gonna punch your face out.
I love it. What a lesbian Sonia turned into in the Berkshires.
It kept going.
It did.
It keeps going.
Yeah.
But there's a loyalty that Sonia and I have to each other. That's really grown. And I mean, Sonia would jump in front of traffic for me.
It's like you're her turf. You know what I mean?
Barbara's new. She's like, what do you mean? I've been trying to get with that for a decade.
Right.
You think you're gonna stroll in here, you know, with a camel toe and an Hermes belt and pull this thing off? You know?
Before we get to your questions for Bethany and Brandon, here's what three things Camel toes before hoes. Possible Housewives tagline for next year. Here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, although Bethany had yet to arrive in the Berkshires, Dorinda had already reserved her a room. But here's what. When it came to dissing that decision, Luann and Ramona had absolutely no reservations. Bethany, let's watch.
I think you should give her Bethany's room.
So she comes tomorrow and she takes the nicest room in the house,
I
get the back room.
What she said, she was going to stay in a hotel.
Well, then let her stay in a hotel.
You have
an empty room tonight because Madam Bethany is coming tomorrow, and you're saving that room for her who's coming tomorrow. Some nerve putting me in the fish room.
Well, Bethany says I have to have this room.
Well, she wasn't going to come.
She's going through a horrible time.
Well, she's going through. Oh, come on. She's in Boston with another guy right now. How horrible can it be?
I don't know if Dorinda gave Bethany the room because she says Bethany's in a bad place, or she just gave Bethany the room because she's afraid of Bethany.
Okay, I want to get to this poll and then I want your comments. Since this all stemmed from the fact that no one wanted to sleep beside Dorinda's $12,000 shark, go to WWHL.TV and tell us, would you stay in Dorinda's fish room, yes or no? What was your reaction to the side conversation about Dorinda kowtowing to you?
I mean, I think at this point, a madam trumps a former countess, so maybe that's why I was getting the best room. And I think that I got there and said I would have stayed in the room. It's a beautiful room. It's a beautiful house. And what are we? It's like when you go to a hotel. What are you, living in the room?
You see us
running around, blackout drunk, ripping each other's clothes off in Santa suits, on the lawn, shading people in clothes. I mean, you know, looking at beef cheeks. I mean, we're not exactly, you know, sitting in the room. So
it looks like you guys say yes by a landslide. You would stay in Dorinda's fish room. Second, Brandon may have launched his eponymous fashion line in 2015, but so many A-listers have already donned his design. So I have a series of questions for you about all the fabulous females that you've dressed. Lady Gaga is really the first celebrity to wear your designs and has been so supportive of you. Do you have a favorite dress that you've designed for her or a favorite look? I mean,
I'm the biggest fan of the Oscars in the world.
Okay.
And it really is my Super Bowl. So that was like my dream come true.
That's amazing. I didn't know that was your dress.
Absolutely. I mean, everything. Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. What is it like dressing Michelle Obama?
Okay, so when this happened, I was alone by myself in a foreign country, begging the front desk to put on C-SPAN, crying by myself. It was the ultimate, like, American moment. I felt like, well, this is it.
Well, guess what? Then let's go across the pond because he's also dressed Meghan Markle.
Wow.
Talk to me about that. Did you get to have a fitting with her? Have you met her before?
I did not. I have met her, but I did not get to do a fitting with her. And that's just a proud moment for me because I just know that, you know, just like Michelle Obama and Gaga, there's so many young girls out there that see them as examples. And I'm so proud to be a part of their day.
From a real first lady to my first lady, Oprah Winfrey.
Yes,
you designed a custom outfit for her the first lady's final interview as first lady.
Right.
Did you have a fitting with her? Do you work with her?
I did have a fitting with Oprah.
And what's that like?
It's incredible, just as you would imagine. She's actually like friendly with my cousin because my cousin's a big like OWN Network fan. So my cousin put us in touch and she called me and it was super sweet and we've worked together many times.
Really?
And to me, she is like everything.
It's an amazing group of strong women.
Honestly, Gwyneth Paltrow. Talk to, what do you like about dressing her?
I mean, another female entrepreneur doing the damn thing. You know what I mean?
It's all right. Great. Thank you very much, Brandon. You know, by the way, the list goes on and on. Naomi Campbell, Iman, Jane Fonda, Amy Schumer, Reese Witherspoon. But you know what? I want to show you some of the New York women.
Oh, God.
And I want to get your first reaction to some of these outfits, okay? In a little fashion or trashin'. First up, Sonia's leopard print dress and long extensions.
There's somebody in the audience wearing that dress tonight.
Yes, and what do you think?
Okay, it's very Hugh Hefner in a way, I guess.
Okay. Next up, Dorinda's mobster look.
Okay, this is the hair that I've been wanting to talk about. The mop. I love her so much.
You love it. You say that the New York Housewives is really a hair story this season.
I mean, Sonia's extensions, this pink story.
Oh, right.
How do you think about Bethany's sleek gray suit with bedazzled bow?
I love it. I love that you were like, I'm going to lunch. I'm going to put on this bow.
Okay. Barbara's striped green tee, jeans, and yellow belt.
Again, it feels like a place I've been.
Okay. Ramona's sexy black dress with detailed back at Sonia's paper magazine party. Yay or nay?
Just say. It's a nay for me, but.
Okay, that's fine. How about Lou in jeans, pom-pommed cape, and fedora?
Fully and very much here for this.
You very much are. How about Tinsley's patriotic moment with a surprise exposed back?
Oh, frisky. I guess I'm into it.
Okay, Sonia in a shiny printed dress at Tinsley's doggy fashion show.
I'm into that too.
You are. Yeah. Dorinda's neon pink and yellow top with white jeans.
Okay.
Bethany's off-the-shoulder Hamptons look with a hat and bold belt.
I love any of Bethany's Hamptons looks. Love them all.
Thank you very much, Brandon Maxwell. By the way, I am loving the new Project Runway, and you're great.
Thank you.
I was nervous, and I am in, and I cry every episode.
Me
and
too, they just don't show that.
Yes.
Every time I cry. Right. I went home crying every
but
night.
But you're tough and funny, and it's hard to do both.
Thank you.
Yep, it's really, really good. Let's go to the phones. Chris from Minneapolis. Hey, Chris, what's your question for Bethany Frankel?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, first of all, love Bethany. I'm a skinny guy and I can't wait for you to finally market to us. But my question is actually, how do you feel about, what are your thoughts on Luann's old Countess superiority mentality resurrecting?
Look, she's been through a lot and I was there for some of it. And she's really happy. She's really excited. I think she's wanted this for a long time. I think she really is one of those people that is really reveling in it. And this is what she wants. And this is her moment. And she's there. And for us, it can be a lot. And you'll see a whole journey this season. But, I care about her. I do genuinely care about all the women. And I am happy that she's genuinely happy with where she is.
Let's go to Josh from Massachusetts. Hey, Josh, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Brandon. Have you heard any of Lady Gaga's new music? And if you did, how would you describe it?
Oh, is it your name Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, Josh, I can't do that with you tonight.
I'm assuming you've heard it.
I think everything she does is incredible, so I know that it's going to be incredible.
Tonight on New York, we were reminded that when Sonia's wasted, she gets the hots for Bethany. So I hope Miss Morgan won't be bothered when she learns that every Sunday night, B is actually crushing on some other housewives. Ooh. Bethany, since you fantasize about being an Atlanta housewife, I want to go through some of the drama. You say you would what you would do if you were holding a peach, okay? Instead of an apple. How would you go up against NeNe at a reunion if she was completely shutting down and dodging questions?
What I have to say in general is that I think that in Atlanta, they'll just be, they don't get to a point. It's called, your weave is busted, your tracks, your this, your ratchet. They just yell insults to each other. So you never get anywhere. You have to be like, you're ratchet because, and here's my proof, okay. And therefore, so you can get somewhere. Yeah,
how would you handle Candy spilling a ton of negative tea about your man?
About my man? I mean, I think Portia did a pretty good job. She could have gone A-S,
right.
And she didn't. She said, listen, the proof is in the pear-shaped, right. the oval diamond.
Right. What would you do if Portia and Candy entered your closet without your permission?
Oh, that would be, hell no.
Really?
Right. Yes. Hold on. For real, because I thought about it, and I'm going to back not NeNe ripping the guy's shirt and not whatever happened afterwards, but she's upstairs having a private moment. She's on the brink. She's really having a breakdown. She didn't ask anybody to come into her private room, and the cameras come up, the girls come up, and Candy was pushy as F. And I don't want people in my space, especially if it's messy, et cetera.
How would you handle everyone gossiping about your alleged financial woes?
Mm. Oh, well, speaking of receipts, I mean, it seems that house did look temporary.
Okay. Who do you think would be your nemesis and who would be your bestie?
My nemesis. I'm on the line. I think I would appreciate Marlo, shockingly enough,
really?
Or kill her.
Or kill her, right? Okay.
In her sleep.
Either way.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I would laugh a lot. I just want to, like, hang out with Portia's ass.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bethany Frankel. Brandon, Michael B. wants to know what you think about Giovanni.
I love Giovanni.
You
I
do.
Love the heckling, the Giovanni. Yeah, I actually had a friend in college who worked at Giovanni, so it's super near and dear to my
heart. Wow. Brandon, Jorge D. wants to know who your fashion icon was growing up.
My fashion icon growing up, I mean, Princess Diana. Probably.
I think we should start a brand called Giovanni.
I like it. Lisa O wants to know, Bethany, how do you feel about Kyle and LVP ending their friendship?
I don't, based on the way that Kyle's talking, I don't think it will be over. But as I said to Lisa by text, et cetera, and I don't know all the backstory because it's intense and there is a lot of backstory. If you're going to take a shot at that V, you better not miss. And I said to Lisa, if you're going to land it,
To Lisa Rinna.
Oh, I said to Lisa Rinna.
Right.
If you got to land it. If they're trying to put her in the ground, there's one finger moving, you better make sure she's dead, and she ain't.
So the housewives are texting from across all
housewives.
Well,
no, I know Lisa Rinna for years. Kyle and I are friends
for years.
So I'm posting, and I don't know all of the backstory, but I know they've had an issue, but... I thought the dog thing went on too long. And I do think Teddy going, who gave the order? If I didn't do without the order, I'm like, what are you, a Castellano?
Next week. Next week on New York, Sonia talks to Lou about Bethany being upset. And Luann puts her cabaret aside to continue her ingratitude tour. Here's a sneak peek. You're not going to believe this.
Oy vey.
Bethany, she was hurt that you were saying, why is Bethany's room being held? She's not the queen.
Bethany's upset because I said you should have given me that room, then
well,
let her be
thought...
upset. I don't give a shit.
I cannot believe she's rolling her eyes after everything Bethany did to help her during the summer.
She just did all these great things for you, and you're
so
like,
what?
I want the
f- What does that got to do with the room?
She just got you a lawyer.
And I appreciate all she's done for me. The least she could do is give me that goddamn room. So if Bethany's gonna take it personally, bring it on, girlfriend. Bethany, Bethany, Bethany.
Right. So I don't, what happened that time with her, I don't regret any of it. It was a crisis.
The intervention.
Yes. And that has nothing to do. She's not supposed to lay down the red carpet for the rest of my life at all. you know, she does really like her title, the Countess, and she is entitled. It's the bottom line. So it's fine. You know, it is what it is.
Bethany, reaction to what Ramona said about Dennis and what she said about you being in Boston in tonight's episode.
It was in really poor taste. It was actually fairly despicable. I mean, that would be a pretty bad word. People have come up to me and said over the course of the last 10 years, she's done some pretty nasty things, but that was by far the worst.
Did you hear from her?
I did. She said, I don't know what to say. I've tried to ask if it could not be in the show, etc. I said, I don't know what to say. And she said, there is nothing to say. I didn't know what to say. But right. I did say to her recently, I don't harbor resentment. I'm not angry. Because I don't feel anger anymore the way right. I used to in the show. You can't live in it. You know, I've been doing it for so long. It's bad. And she just, you know, but the thing is, she's done it nonstop. Every single episode, there's another swipe, another slam. And there's another one, this one about being in Boston.
Brandon's eating his peanuts.
I can listen all night long. She's like singing me a lullaby.
Today's Jackal goes to the whole mess involving the back and forth between the IRS and Congress and the White House involving President Trump's tax returns. Now the IRS commissioner says that they're, quote, working on a letter in response to Congress's request. Here's my advice to Congress when and if they receive the letter.
You don't touch those f***ing letters!
That's right! I want to thank Bethany, Brandon, and Adrian for being here. Okay, we are back with Bethany and Brandon and Biggie and Smalls. I'm so excited.
They love you. They're babies.
Although, I got to tell you something. Smalls is I love them both. Behind the bar, it is Adrian, the Bare Naked Chef. Great to see you. Okay, let's do a couple more Twitter calls and then Twitter questions and then we will do phones. Bethany, Sharon B. wants to know, how is the new boyfriend? Has Bryn met him? How's it going?
He's incredible. He's a beautiful human being inside and out. And yes, Bryn knows him, loves him. They're very, very similar people.
Greg D. texted Brandon, what was the most difficult part of working with Raw Meat when you helped style Gaga's meat dress in 2010?
That's a really good question. I was actually vegan at that time.
Whoa.
Yes. So I wore really long, opera-length gloves and a mask and
Whose idea was that then?
It was hers, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everything's her. You know, she's in charge of her ship.
Wow.
Bethany, upsetting question, but any idea when the custody thing is going to be settled?
I think in the near future. I mean, not so long.
Right, great. Let's go to Wick from Atlanta. Hey, Wick, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I want you so bad, but Bethany, you turn me straighter every episode.
Wow.
Three-way.
You have a solution for everything.
Oh, honestly. I'm a problem solver, Wick.
My question is, have you spoken with Carol, and did she reach out about Dennis?
She sent a card, and I actually ran into her recently, and we had a brief moment. She had a dream about me the night before. Her in-law, deceased husband's, what was his mother?
Yes,
her mother passed away.
Yes.
And I sent her a text when it happened a couple weeks ago. So it was just clean, which is the best way.
Let's go to Allison from Cape Cod. Allison, what's your question?
My question, first of all, hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Bethany. You're amazing. You're one of my top favorites. My question is actually for Brandon.
It's like Morse code.
I know it is. It's going in and out. We're not getting you great. Keep talking, and we'll see if we can hear it.
Okay. I just wanted to know what Brett, Beth, and Brandon.
What did you think of Luann's apology to Dorinda's apology to Luann for both of you? Did you think it was sincere tonight? What did you think?
I thought it was very sincere. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Great performance. Would watch again.
Okay. Rosemary from Pennsylvania. Hey, Rosemary, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. My question is for Brandon. Brandon, I have been a fan of Project Runway since the inception. And I just want to know why, during the runway show, do you turn to Nina a lot and say, here's another reveal?
Okay, let me talk about the reveal. I'm gonna reveal something about the reveal. Is that I don't remember saying that ever. To answer the question that has come up on the internet a lot, no, I do not love a reveal, because what is happening on that runway is not a reveal. So I think you have a really short and finite amount of time to show us the quality of your work. Why throw something on top of it and then take it off? A reveal is when you come out with a whole other outfit. So it started just as a joke. I don't know if I'll continue saying it. Again, right. I don't remember saying it.
Right.
And I was not aware as we were doing it, because obviously I've not been on this show before, that they tape us while we're talking.
Oh, and so, really?
Welcome to my life.
I am slightly scared for the rest of that season.
What? That's funny. What was the biggest surprise for you from either shooting Project Runway or then seeing it on TV? How long it takes?
No, well, first of all, it is really long.
Yeah.
But second of all, I was talking to you about this before. I think I'm a very impassioned person when I'm talking, because I've only had my business for 4 years, so I'm really like, want them to win. And that can come off a little bit like angsty. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So like, I don't think
you come off angsty.
That's so nice, Andy.
It's a lamb screaming inside.
Because I really worried so much. I went home and like cried a lot, because I wanted them to succeed. I mean,
imagine
standing up there in front of everybody. I know what that feels like.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm like, capture the moment, win it, do it. We need
it. Right. Let's go to Justin from New York. Hey, Justin, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. So, Andy, I have two questions. Remember that. First question is for Bethany.
Okay.
B, as a legit businesswoman, what do you think about Ramona's new skincare line, Ages by Ramona?
I think the name is really good. I think she talks a lot about anti-aging, and
she's a great model,
with her dermatologist. I wish her the very best of luck. She puts it on your hand anytime she gets a chance.
Yes, she does.
But it's not hand cream, she put it on your hand. Yeah. But good
luck.
Do you
think it's a real business?
Oh.
Shark Tank, tell us.
No.
Okay.
No. I think what a real business now has so many different definitions. So I think she has some product that she can sell online. Yeah, I don't think she has good distribution.
Second question, sir.
So, Andy, have you heard about the new Instagram account, Housewives Decoded?
No.
You're scared?
I am. I have not. Tell me.
You should check them out.
Okay. Is it like secrets about the Housewives, or mistakes we've made producing the shows?
Have there been mistakes?
Exactly.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you on HSN now?
Yes, thank you for asking. Yes, I'm on Sal and Schmata's monthly a lot, and I'm really doing...
That's great.
Thank you. It's going very well.
Where's HSN, Florida?
It's in Florida. It's in Tampa, so I take my daughter, and we go... No, but it's okay, because I make a weekend out of it. We go get saltwater taffy and go wakeboarding, and I'm a place of yes about that
stuff. I fly to Florida for a couple mil a day.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's
no,
very
I know
good.
Lisa Rinna and those freaking dusters.
Exactly.
She's printing. She is printing money.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Last call of the night, Rachel in New York.
Hi, this is so exciting. My question is actually for Brandon. I was wondering what you thought of the Marc Jacobs wedding, the fashions at the wedding, and if you thought there was anyone that was best dressed.
Oh, were you at the wedding, at Marc Jacobs' wedding?
I was not. I was on vacation.
Did you see any of the fashion? Did you see Erica Jane's outfit?
Absolutely.
It was amazing.
Are you kidding? What I will say is...
She was at Marc Jacobs' wedding?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Unbelievable Marc Jacobs.
Oh, yeah. She looked amazing. Wow. Everybody looked amazing. It was a who's who of who.
Okay.
And Marc Jacobs, I think, is one of the most salt-of-the-earth people I've ever met in my life, and I'm so happy that he has, like, found love and has happiness, and he, of course, had the wedding of all weddings. Did you see the cake?
I don't know.
By the way, he had the wedding of all weddings in a place that housed two very important things. My 50th birthday party and Bethany's wedding.
Oh. Bethany and Rosa!
Yes.
The Four Seasons restaurant, which is the most iconic place
it's
in New
incredible.
York.
Yes. Right. What about when Sonia picked up the dog?
The dog.
Tonight?
Why did we like not this? Talk about that?
Yeah, no, not like a scarf.
Yes.
Like dog Mina.
That was
a pashmina to put her on her neck. Yeah, no, because she was, you know, feeling.
Lotto. Yes.
Yes. Hmm.
All right, it looks like...
Can I ask a quick question? Was she serious about the papers? Because I know it's to be continued, but was she serious?
I mean, sometimes she goes a little further into the whole... she's aware of the whole process of the show, I think. But yeah, I think she got... You know, she turned a little bit.
She
yeah.
got turned.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, I want to thank Bethany Frankel and Brandon Maxwell, everybody watching The Real Housewives of New York and Project Runway, also Biggie and Smalls, and Adrian, the bare naked chef. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.